Okay, it's kind of embarrassing how bad I am at budgeting.
Let me see your charges.
Fine.
You spent over $600 on takeout last month.
I can't cook. You know this.
Yes, I have had your disgusting food, but you're literally paying for a meal subscription on top of that.
Whoa, wait. That can't be right.
Look, just get Rocket Money. It shows you all of your expenses in one place and even tracks your subscriptions. And if there's a subscription you don't want, which for you, there are a lot you don't need, you can just cancel right in the app with a few taps.
So you mean I don't have to call anyone to cancel?
Nope. No hold times or anything. And they'll even try to get you a refund on some of the months of wasted money, which is a lot of money for you.
Okay.
And if you thought I was done, I'm not. The app can also help you make a budget that works for your income. Anytime you get close to your spending limits, it alerts you, so you know exactly where your money is going at all times.
All right, I'm in. What do I have to do?
Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel or download the app from the Apple or Google Play stores.
What's happening, guys? What you're about to listen to is a clip taken from one of our Patreon-exclusive 12 Pods of Christmas. My guest on this episode today is David O'Reilly, aka Riggsy. He's a well-known DJ. He's a TV and radio presenter. He's a well-known voice on Radio Ulster. And today we get to talk about various things, including his book that he's written, his children's book, him being a father himself, and some other interesting issues like mental health. And we chat a lot about his loss of identity whenever he decided to sort of take a hiatus from DJing. But it makes for a very interesting listen. So, ladies and gentlemen, Riggsy. On Across the Line.
Yeah.
Did you sort of break any bands?
I don't know about break bands, but I was the first person to play. You know, I don't think Across the Line necessarily had the part of break, because I think that needed to be national radio. But I probably gave them enough of a momentum that they were able to then go elsewhere.
Yeah.
So I wouldn't necessarily say that it broke any bands, but Across the Line would have been the first to have played Two Door, and so What Chief Mafar, I'm sure, and all, and General Fiasco and Panama Kings and all the bands of that kind of era, and to this day would have been the first to have played, you know, Kit Philippa and Jealous of the Birds. And I'm sure there's other, I'm sure Steve McCauley would argue that he maybe played some of those acts first, but we certainly had bands, or I would have had bands certain that I really, really loved and would have got behind and would have helped a great deal via Across the Line. But then I think they would have, you know, to be, you know, Two Door Cinema Club, they would have been broken by Kanye West tweeting about them, or, you know,
oh, right, okay,
being played on Radio 1, Daytime Radio 1 or something like that. That's always going to be a bigger deal. But I think as part of the journey towards that, Across the Line would always have played its role. That would be my diplomatic answer.
Yeah.
Because I just hate you saying you broke a band. It's bullshit anyway, because
I just didn't know a better way to put it.
I know it's a perfectly valid question, but like, I mean,
you're bound to have that moment where you're like, you know,
the band break the band, you know?
You see Letterman do it on those clips where you're like, we've got a little band coming up here, Queens of the Stone Age.
Yeah.
You know, that sort of moment where you might look at it and go, Two Doors, you know, okay, cool name, guys. Here's the song.
But it's like that, you know, in Lemmy, where Wrong Way Down Wrong Way Street, where he walks into the record execs, you know that song? Wrong way down a one way street. You never seen that clip, no?
I hate Lemmy, but go.
you hate Lemmy, really? Anyway, right, so, but he walks into the executive, like the big record exec, and he's got all the gold discs behind, and he goes, oh, I've got this song, Wrong Way Down a One Way Street. And the exec just stops and looks at him and goes, stop. And then, you know, and then breaks him. But that doesn't happen. It's not like, you know, it was 1950s and I was working in a shoe shop and I was whistling and I was singing a song and this exec came in and goes, hey, who's that girl whistling that song? I'm going to make her a star. You know, the band breaks the band.
Yeah.
I mean, no one ever breaks a band other than the band. Yeah. Unless, a pop star, maybe like a Sam Cowell or someone will take them under their wing and you know, but the type of music that you're into, that I'm into, you don't, that doesn't really happen. Maybe, you know, the likes of John Peel and stuff, where it was so difficult to get your music out there.
Yeah.
But now it's bullshit. Half the bands don't even need presenters. They barely needed them 10 years ago and they certainly don't need them now.
Yeah.
And it's always nice, feather in your cap, to be on the radio and to do a BBC session and it opens doors and all of those things. But those days are long gone.
Yeah.
No one breaks bands anymore.
You really want to be better with your finances. You try to put money away in savings. You look for deals. You wrote out a budget once a long time ago. You still overdraft from time to time and you still have debt. The truth is, managing money is not easy, but Rocket Money can help. Rocket Money shows you exactly what you're spending every month. From there, the app helps you make a budget that meets your financial goals. The app even gives you real-time alerts when you're about to go over your budget so you don't spend too much. With Rocket Money, you can also see all your subscriptions at a glance and cancel the ones you don't want right from the app. Rocket Money can even try to get you a refund for some of the money you wasted. Plus, you can use the Smart Savings feature to start putting more money away. Rocket Money analyzes your accounts to determine the optimal time to stow away cash without going over your budget. Our members report that the Rocket Money app saved more than $700 a year. Getting better with money doesn't have to be a pipe dream. Rocket Money can make it a reality. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel or download the app from the Apple App or Google Play stores.